Good morning, class 2. How are you today, children? I hope you all are good at this present situation. Today, we are going to study English Literature Lesson 3. The topic, that is the poem, I Wonder by Jenny Kirby. I Wonder is a poem, children, so listen carefully. I give you a brief introduction. Then read two lines at a time and explain to you. The introduction to the poem. The poet successfully portrays nature through the eyes of a child. Since children are innocent, they look at nature as it is and appreciate it. It is this appreciation that the poet wants to highlight. In short, the five stanzas are all about appreciating nature and its elements. More importantly, the poet does not want us to take nature for granted. She uses various images to bring out this appreciation and to show that there is a balanced way nature has been created. The first two lines of the poem, children, I read to you and then explain. I wonder why the grass is so green and why the wind is never seen. The explanation to the first and the second line. The child wonders why the grass has to be green, why she can feel the wind but cannot see it. The third and the fourth lines. Who taught the birds to build a nest and told the trees to take a rest? The explanation to the third and the fourth stanzas. The child wonders how the birds know how to build a nest and even wonders why the trees are always standing straight and tall, never once sitting down to have a rest. The fifth and the sixth lines. Oh, when the moon is not quite round, where can the missing bit be found? At night, the child sees the crescent moon and wonders why it is not always round. The seventh and the eighth lines. Who lights the stars when they blow out and makes the lightning flash about? The explanation to the seventh and the eighth line. During the day, the person cannot see the stars. So the child wonders who lights the stars at night. The child wonders who causes the lightning to flash. The ninth and the tenth stanzas. Who paints the rainbow in the sky and hangs the fluffy clouds so high? The explanation to the ninth and the tenth stanzas. The child wonders how the colorful rainbow appears in the sky and wonders who hangs the fluffy clouds up so high in the sky. The 11th and the 12th lines. Why is it now do you suppose that Dad won't tell me if he knows? The explanation to the 11th and the 12th lines. Finally, the child wonders why his father does not answer his questions. Maybe his father does not know the answers. So children, we learn from this poem is that firstly, there is an existence of God. Secondly, care for our environment. And thirdly, we must have a strong desire to gain knowledge. Thank you, children. I hope you have understood this poem very well.